Mostly just to share with you a short idea on the Parsha. So the Pasuk says, right before the end of the first Aliyah, Moshe Rabbeinu giving this beautiful speech to Klal Yisrael. Again, this actually begins at the beginning of Perek Daled, the beginning of the fourth chapter. V'ato Yisrael Shmala Chukim V'ala Mishpatim Asher Anochi Melameid Aschem. So Moshe Rabbeinu essentially says to Klal Yisrael, listen, the Ribono Shel Olam is giving you mitzvos. He's giving you commandments. He's giving you obligations. Uphold that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do. Don't take away, don't add on, don't subtract, don't add. Because you see, the Ribono Shel Olam could do anything. And only asks of you is to abide by the tenets of this contract that we call the Torah HaKadosh, this relationship contract between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu constantly continues to drill home this point over and over and over again. The Ribono Shel Olam gives you so much, and in reality asks for a modest amount of commitment in return. And Moshe Rabbeinu keeps trying to drill home to Klal Yisrael how this relationship is so incredibly beneficial to us. And all that Ribono Shel Olam really asks us for is for our allegiance, is for our commitment, and for our love. But then at the end of this part of his speech, Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is in Perek Daled, Pasuk Daled, chapter 4, verse 4, V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. So the Shbaruch who says, and you, excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu says, and you, literally translated, you, Atem, hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, all of you who have clinged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayim kulchem, davok literally means like to cling, or to be attached to. All of those of you who attached yourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who clinged to the Ribono Shel Olam, chayim kulchem hayom, are alive today. So the shayla that the Mefarshim tried to understand is, what exactly is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? So the pashup shot, the simple explanation is, in the pasuk before, Moshe Rabbeinu says that you have seen what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. You've seen what has happened to those who worshipped idolatry. The Ribono Shel Olam has wiped them out. Einechem haro'os is asher asa Hashem b'al pa'or, ki kala ish asher alach achari b'al pa'or hishmido Hashem alokech amir kebecha. And again, this is referring ultimately to the worship of the b'al pa'or in the aftermath of the Bilam story, the Balak story. Klal Yisrael falls into a web of immorality and idolatry with Baal Peor. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you see what happened to the people who worshipped Baal Peor. It didn't work out well for the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But conversely, V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, but all of you ultimately, again, who were Davok, all of you ultimately who cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayim kulchem hayom. You are all alive today. You're all alive today. So that's the Pasha Pshat. Life is a series of choices. You choose Baal Peor, or you choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You choose Torah, or you choose Avodah Zarah. You have to make a choice in life. And each of those choices carries with it consequences. Those who chose Baal Peor suffer the consequences. But yet, those of you who chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'atem hadvekim Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayom. Those of you who chose to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are alive and well today. But Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says something so beautiful. The Rebbe writes, this is in the Kutei Halochas, Arachayim, Hilchos Tfilin, Halocha Ches Oschav Hei. And the Rebbe writes as follows. He says, Bein Tzadik, Bein Benoni, Bein Rasha, Kolzman Sheshem Yisro Nikra Alov, Tzarech Bechol Yom Lahaschal Mechadash. So the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. He says, do you know what the secret of successful living is? The secret of successful living is to begin every day anew. To start from the beginning every single day. Whether you're a tzaddik, whether you're righteous, whether you're benoni, you're average, whether you're Russia, you're wicked. If you're Yisrael, the koach of a Jew is the ability lahaschil b'chol yom mechadosh, or b'chol yom lahaschil mechadosh. Every single day, start new. What does this mean? Says the Rebbe, v'zeh b'chinas, we'll read the rest of the part and we'll explain it. V'zeh b'chinas, v'atem hadvekem ma'asham okechem chayim kolchem ayom. The Rebbe says, this is the deeper meaning of the pasuk that we just read. What does it mean that all of you who are clinging to God are alive today? The Rebbe says, chayim kolchem hayom. The Rebbe darshens this pasuk so beautifully. He reads it like this. V'atem hadvekem ma'asham okechem. What's the goal of the Jew? The goal of the Jew is devekis, is ultimately, again, connection. But not just a regular connection, like we spoke about, you know, last night in Rabbi Nachman's show, we spoke a little bit differently, talking about connections that are devoid of meaning. The goal of the Jew is a dveikus. Like, the Torah uses the lashon of the davak in two contexts. Number one, in a marriage, and number two, in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By marriage, by Adam and Chava, it says, Al kin yazov ishes aveves imov a davak b'ishto vahyu l'baso echad. The goal of a marriage is a dveikus. Not just a relationship, not just a union, but a clinging to one another. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'davak tabo, there's a clinging. The goal is to establish a level of connection, of passion, of spiritual intimacy with the Ribbono Shel Olam, connectedness. That's dveikus. But how do you achieve this level of dveikus? V'atem ha-dveikim ma'ashem alokeicha. Moshe Rabbeinu says the goal is dveikus, the goal is connection. How do you do it? The Rebbe says the answer is in the pasuk. Chaim kulchem hayom. Which means what? Chaim kulchem hayom means ki tzarech lechadesh hachiyus b'chol yom v'yom ki'ilu hu maschil lichyos hayom. You have to begin every single day like it's the first day of the rest of your life. Chaim kulchem hayom means put the entirety of your koach for living into the day. You see, what the Rebbe is describing over here is the great challenge we have, is that whether we like to admit it or not, we assume that our future, is really going to be a mirror image of our past. Whatever life I've led up until now, that's going to be the future that I have. So, if you've led a wonderful life up until this point, then fantastic. But I would venture to say most of us have made many mistakes. Most of us have had many valleys and low points in life. And consciously or subconsciously, we assume that the rest of our life is kind of going to be a continuing loop of those failures, of those down points, of some of the sadness. And the Rebbe says that's not the way to live. The way to live is that every single day, b'chol yom v'haschal mechadash, every single day is not just a new day, it's a new life. I have to treat every single day when I wake up in the morning, this is a brand new opportunity to do things the way they should be done. Yesterday I was a miserable failure. The day before I was an aisvarf. The day before that I made a terrible misstep. The day before that I stumbled and I fell. And the last 15 years have been an abysmal failure. Okay, Nebuch, I can't regain that time. But today is today. Today is a new day. Today is a new beginning. Today is a new opportunity. Today is my brand new Haschala Mechadash. And this brand new Haschala, this brand new beginning, need not be a mirror image of what came before it. This brand new beginning could be dramatically different than any other day that came before it. This brand new beginning could be magnificent. This brand new beginning could be whatever I want to make of it. You see, my friends, we think that Rosh Hashanah comes around once a year, right? There's a new year, new beginnings. And if maybe a little bit more Hasidically inclined, see, remember the beautiful part of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says that in Musaf HaRosh Chodesh, we say, Rosh Chodeshim La'am Chonasata. Baal Shem, you've given us Rosh Chodeshim, plural, new beginning of new months, beginnings. Why beginning? Why don't you say Rosh Chodesh? Because in reality, every single day is a Rosh Chodesh. And the Rebbe says, forget about Rosh Chodesh. Now, every single day is a brand new birth. Every single morning when I open my eyes, I am reborn. It's a brand new day filled with incredible promise, filled with incredible opportunity. Don't think about what happened yesterday. You failed yesterday? Okay, I have to do tshuva for that. I have to figure that out. I have to change that around. But that does not have to determine what today is going to be. That does not have to be the determinant of what my future is going to be. Says the Rebbe, a Jew tzorich b'chol yom lahaschil mechadosh. A Jew has to begin anew every single day. Every day is its own brand new Haskala. And understand the profundity of this statement. So first of all, the Rebbe is saying that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to teach us. V'atem hadveikim mashem alokeichem. Jews, you want dveikus. You want connection. You want beautiful meaning in life. You want to find fulfillment. How do you find it? V'atem hadveikim mashem alokeichem. How do you do it? Chayim kulchem hayom. Put the entirety of your life force into maximizing the day. But the entirety of yourself, chayim kulchem, take to kulchem the totality of your vibrancy, of your ability, of your kolchos, and put it into hayom, put it into today. Maximize the day. And if it didn't work out today, you'll do it again tomorrow. If it doesn't work out tomorrow, you'll do it again the day after it. Every single day, We live life by the mantra of Chayim Kulchem Hayom. Put the totality of your chiyus, the totality of your vibrancy, of your abilities, of your kochos, into Hayom, into today. And if you do that, says Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll have your dveikus. And I take Rabbi Nachman a step further, that if you apply this to all of our life relationships, you know, a lot of people struggle with shalom bayis, and you know, what's the greatest problem with shalom bayis? Marital discord, or I should say lack of shalom bayis, is that so often, you know, a couple struggles, and these struggles build one on top of the other. And so we've been struggling for years. From struggling for years, then at the end of the day, I assume the future is going to be the same type of struggle as well. The same discord I've had for the last 5 years, 6 years, 25 years, 30 years, 50 years, whatever it is, the same discord, that's going to mark, and that's going to be the hallmark of tomorrow also. The Rebbe says, it's not true. The same way I could change around my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could change around my relationship with my spouse. I could change around my relationship with my child. I could change around my relationship with my friends. I could change around my relationship with myself. So many of us walk through life feeling so negative about ourselves. And sometimes it's for good reasons. Sometimes it's because I've messed up. Sometimes it's because I made some significant errors that have compromised me and compromised others. Okay, that's the past. There's only one shaila I have to ask myself. What am I doing with today? You want to vacus in life? You want to vacus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You want to vacus with your spouse? You want to vacus with your child? You want to vacus with yourself? There's only one answer. Chaim Kulchem Hayom. Stop thinking about yesterday and put the totality of your life force into maximizing today. Put the totality of yourself into maximizing today. This is the message of the Rebbe. This is the message of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the message we have to internalize into ourselves. We spend so much time focusing and obsessing over the mistakes we made and the mistakes of others have made that have been slights against us in the past. The Rebbe says, if you want real meaningful relationships in life, all life relationships with yourself and with others, find the koach to let go of the past. And find the koach to maximize the present. May we be zochem, Yeretz Hashem, to put the totality of our life force, vibrancy, and kochos into maximizing today. And may we be zochem, Yeretz Hashem, to do the same exact thing for the many days to come. Wishing everyone a happy Tu B'Av, a good Erev Shabbos, and a good Shabbos.